HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for information on Colorado festivals and travel. I try not to overwhelm you here with names and dates because it's not a calendar of events. However, there's so much good stuff happening this month, this segment is a little festival heavy. So listen close, and if you miss anything, I upload these segments to HeidiTown.com. This Friday, I have another speaking engagement at Metropolitan State University in Denver. It will be a fun day of getting to know the hospitality, tourism, and events students at Metro. If you'd like to learn more about this awesome program, go to msudenver.edu/hospitality. And music lovers, take note, the FOCO Music Experiment is here. This is the fifth year of this event that features 2 days of bands, and more bands at tons of venues around Fort Collins, including bars, restaurants, coffee houses, theaters, breweries, and businesses. It starts this Friday. Fort Collins has a lot to be proud of when it comes to the music community that has developed here. Thanks in big part to this awesome radio station. It's so cool to see an entire town coming together to support music this weekend. Learn more at focomx.focoma.org. If jazz is more your thing, the 43rd UNC Greeley Jazz Festival is this weekend. It's the largest event of its kind in the nation and brings together some of the most critically acclaimed jazz artists in the country. Over 7,500 people participate in this event, and this year's featured artists are outstanding as usual. Go to arts.unco.edu for details on this year's Jazz Fest. There are a couple rather unique events to tell you about. First, this weekend, it's Starfest in Denver. Geeks and nerds will converge on the Denver Tech Center for this 3-day event featuring all the geekery you can handle. Workshops, celebrities, entertainment, and more await you at Starfest. Visit starland.com for more information. Birders and outdoors enthusiasts should take note that the 7th annual Mountain Plover Festival is at the end of April. The fest came about because Carvel, Colorado residents were looking for an economic opportunity for their tiny community. The weekend includes bird watching, wildlife tours, entertainment, history, arts and crafts, antiques, and according to the event's website, lots of great food. So go to carvel.org for details on this intriguing small town event. Also, on the last weekend of the month, it's the Rocky Mountain Pinball Showdown. I mentioned this here last year too, so if you're a pinball wizard or love classic arcade games, you'll want to check this one out. This year, the event is 3 days and is at a new location in the Denver Tech Center. Find the event online at pinballshowdown.com. The Fruta Fat Tire Festival is also at the end of the month. Before you visit the area, check out HeidiTown.com. I have several write-ups on that region just recently posted. This is the party of the year in Fruta, so go to frutamountainbike.com for details. And art lovers, listen up. The Governor's Invitational Art Show and Sale runs April 28th through June 2nd at the Loveland Museum Gallery, but you are invited to attend the opening gala on April 27th. On the same day, you can see artist Scott Freeman perform live at the Bill Reed Middle School, also in Loveland. The 27th will be a good day for those who appreciate art to be in Loveland. The Governor's Invitational Art Show and Sale is in its 22nd year and brings together many renowned artists all under one roof. Learn more and see art at governorsartshow.org. Earth Day is April 22nd, so keep your eyes out for lots of Earth Day activities happening around the state, including Earth Day Fort Collins at Gardens on Spring Creek. Go to sustainablelivingassociation.org for the lineup of events. I'm off to Durango, Colorado next week. You can follow my travels on Twitter at HeidiTown or on Facebook, and be sure to keep an eye on HeidiTown.com for write-ups on this trip. Thanks for listening, and until next time, I'll see you online or at a festival near you.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.